Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to the Sanha program on this Monday evening. The time now is exactly 25 to 8. Online we have is Maulana Bilal. Maulana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to all the Radio Islam listeners.
Maulana, how are you this morning?
Alhamdulillah.
This evening, rather. it looks like coronavirus has got us all. You guys must be getting a lot of calls with the coronavirus, so we're going to go straight into the news that's happening in today's time. You know, the coronavirus, there's a lot of people that are buying a lot of goods, stockpiling, that's what we can call it. So, yeah, you guys also have been hearing questions about the hand sanitizers and this and that. What's the main topic when it comes to Sana at this time of the year?
Okay, the main thing we've been receiving for the past 2-3 days, common queries is hand sanitizers. So they're all calling and asking, are we allowed to use hand sanitizer which contains alcohol? So our answer would be, it is permissible to use provided that the remaining ingredients are halal. So generally this alcohol found in cosmetics or hand sanitizers is not regarded as impure. It's not najis. And also it's not from Khamar Asli. And also, some other people, they got a concern. Now, if you use this product, will it break your wudu? Is your salah accepted? This got nothing to do with salah or wudu. This wouldn't break your wudu.
Right.
And also, the second common thing we've been receiving from this morning, we've been receiving a lot of queries about vitamin C products.
Right.
In terms of information at our disposal, lifestyle, nutrition, vitamin C is halal suitable. And also, Better Way, Better C is certified halal by Sanha.
Right. I see another question that you guys have been going about now. You know, it's also close to Ramadan. People are busy with savories. And one of the savories that do come up, TYJ Spring Roll. What's the announcement to do with TYJ Spring Roll?
Yeah, I'm sure this was happening last year also. At the same time, there was a rumor going around saying this product contains some haram ingredient, and there was a voice clip going around. So, in terms of information at our disposal, TYJ Spring Roll firstly is halal suitable, and this product is certified halal by a reputable halal certification body in Singapore.
So, there's TYJ is halal and it's certified.
It is halal suitable.
Right, perfect. Someone else is asking, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, are the following ingredients halal? The ingredients goes about potato flakes, vegetable oil, antioxidants, wheat starch, this is gluten, corn flour, smoky barbecue seasoning, that's sugar, salt, MSG, then E621, that's a flavor enhancer, yeast extract, flavorings, vegetable powders, soy sauce powder, black pepper, anti-caking agents, that's E551, E330, that's an acidity regulator, then flavor enhancers, E631 and E627, colorants, that's E160, and other emulsifiers like E471, are these halal?
Okay, with regards to these ingredients, there are a few ingredients which are critical. Smoky, barbecue, and flavoring, and flavor enhancer. So, but if the consumer could provide the product name, if you have information on the product itself, then we could advise them further.
So the brother that gave us all those ingredients, you can give us the name of the product itself. These are the ingredients that you've given us. But we would like to have the name of the product itself, then we will be able to assist you. Another thing that came about, Marana, mango-flavored jelly from Pick and Pay. Mango-flavored jelly, this is made by Pick and Pay.
Okay.
Is this halal?
Yeah, the consumer has to look for our logo on the product because Pick and Pay jelly products are certified halal by Sanha because it's sourced from a Sanha certified manufacturing facility.
Okay, perfect. Well, we have one call online. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. Marana, how are you?
Alhamdulillah.
Orange Grove yogurt, is it permissible?
Okay, orange yogurts contain wine gelatin from group sources, so it is not approved by Sanha.
So, no, Orange Grove yogurt is not approved?
No, not approved by Sanha.
Jazakallah.
And also, brother, a few things to mention also. This week we took an announcement out regarding Palmolive cream cheese.
GG.
The Palmolive cream cheese contains bone and gelatin from non-approved sources, and also UP gummies from Indonesia. This product also contains bone and gelatin from non-approved sources.
Another question coming in. Assalamu alaikum. First choice high protein recovery drink. First choice high protein recovery drink. Is this halal?
Yes, this product is halal suitable.
Okay, that halal is suitable. Then someone else asks, Assalamu alaikum, are the following items halal? Blue mouth sherbet manufactured by Marburg Sweets.
Okay, with regards to that Marburg Sweets, can they repeat the product name again, ma'am?
Blue mouth sherbet.
Okay, this product is halal suitable.
It's halal suitable. The next one is Amazon Pops Black Cherry with Bubblegum Center.
Yes, this product is halal.
And the last one is Bubble Flifoli Gum.
Unfortunately, we do not have information on this product. If the consumer can contact our offices tomorrow and forward the information, we may investigate and assist them further.
Someone else asks, Assalamu alaikum, is this vitamin D halal? This is Solal, the health prescriptions, wellness essentials, vitamin D 1000 IU.
See, with regard to Solal vitamin D3, just check on the packaging. If it says a veggie capsule or it says suitable for vegetarian, this product is halal suitable.
Jazakallah. Then, Assalamu alaikum, is the Lucky Charm sherbet halal?
Unfortunately, we do not have information on this product. If they can contact our officers tomorrow, we may assist them further, inshallah.
Someone else gave a question. Is the Stimerol Infinite Tropical certified by Sanha?
Stimerol.
Gee.
Okay, Stimerol Infinity, besides the watermelon, the remaining flavors are halal suitable.
Then another question coming. Which Petal Pop ice creams are certified by Sanha?
Okay, with regards to Petal Pop ice cream, the product manufactured in South Africa are certified halal by Sanha and would bear our logo. Unfortunately, we do not have information on the imported variant. So the consumer has to look on the packaging for the country of origin and for our logo.
And lastly, are Strawberry World halal? I think that's the biscuits.
Is it by Baker's?
It's by Baker's, gee. Strawberry World.
Product is halal suitable?
The product is halal suitable. Then we have someone gave Dynamic Brands, right? They gave, they showing us the back of the bottle. It's Tartazine. It's a type of a drink, energy drink.
Yeah.
They're not giving us the name of the energy drink.
Consumer will have to specify the brand name of the energy drink, and we may assist them further, inshallah.
Perfect. It's Rascals Concentrate Juice halal suitable. The Rascals Concentrate Juice. That's what it
is. With regards to this, I can't call offhand of the halal status of this product. If they can contact our offices tomorrow, we may assist them further, inshallah.
Okay. Which sliced cheese can we consume? That's another question.
Okay. As for the sliced cheeses, Clover manufactured in South Africa, Parmalat sliced cheeses, Melrose, and First Choice. These products are halal suitable.
Perfect. Oh, another question coming. Aster wafers halal?
If they can specify the country of origin, we may assist them further, inshallah.
Pick and pay cornflakes, this is cereals.
Okay, with regards to this product, you see Pick and Pay, when you see any product from Pick and Pay actually doesn't manufacture this product. They outsource manufacturers to manufacture this product on their name. So if it is coming from a China certified or if it is sourced from a China certified establishment, it would be our logo. Mm. Unfortunately, we cannot give assurance for products that does not be our logo.
Is that the same with the Pick and Pay yogurt, Mona?
Pick and Pay yogurt, they have to check on the packaging. If it states lacto-vegetarian, then it is halal suitable.
Okay. Someone else asks, Assalamu alaikum, Pringles made in South Africa, made by Kellogg's, is it halal?
Okay, with regards to Pringles, Pringles made in Malaysia is halal suitable. Unfortunately, we do not have information on the ones made in South Africa.
Another one, Clicks brand toothbrush. Is that good to use?
Unfortunately, we don't have information on Clicks toothbrushes. But the consumer may use Colgate toothbrushes, Oral-B, Ecofresh.
Okay, another question coming in, Assalamu alaikum, is Freshpack Rooibos Cappuccino, is that halal?
Okay, unfortunately, we don't have information on this product currently. If the consumer can forward this to our helpline email, we may investigate and assist them further, inshallah.
Another question, Five Roses, the creamy tea latte, the chai flavor.
See, this product is halal suitable.
The Five Roses is halal suitable. Is Cocoa Pops halal?
With regards to Kellogg's, we cannot comment on any of the products.
Okay. Assalamu alaikum. Is Authenticos by Danone halal? It's a yogurt.
Yeah, Danone Authenticos, it's a Greek-style yogurt. This product is halal suitable.
Then, assalamu alaikum. Are these chocolates from Clicks Halal? That's the delicious chocolates, Caramel Dreams.
See, unfortunately, at the moment, we do not have information on Clicks Delicious Wafer Sticks. we are querying this product. On the remaining delicious products, we don't have information.
Okay. Assalamu alaikum. Is the Clover Classic low-fat flavored yogurt halal?
Yes, Clover Classic low-fat flavored yogurt is halal suitable.
Okay, and another one, Colgate toothpaste made in India.
Okay, with regards to Colgate toothpaste, it's under query. At the moment, we cannot give any assurance. Once the query is concluded, we may comment on that.
Assalamu alaikum. Is the Tuck biscuits halal? The TUC biscuits?
Yes, halal suitable.
Okay. Once again, another question coming in. Assalamu alaikum. Which mouthwash is suitable?
Okay, with regard to mouthwash, Listerine, Gentle pH, Mentadent, Colgate mouthwashes may be used.
Assalamu alaikum. Is other Godiva chocolates halal?
Okay, with regards to Godiva, there is only a selected product that are halal suitable. So if they can specify the exact name of the product or variant, we may assist them further, inshallah. Mm.
Someone asking, Assalamu alaikum, brother, is, you know, the Checkers and the ShopRite brands, the cream-style sweet corn, are those halal?
What's the product again, huh?
The cream-style sweet corn, but made by ShopRite, the ShopRite brand and the Checkers brand.
Okay, it's the same as the pick and pay products. They source their products from different manufacturers, so if it is sourced from a China certified establishment, it would be our logo. Unfortunately, we cannot give any assurance that it does not be our logo.
Speaking about baked beans, baked beans made by ShopRite or some other brands like Checkers, is that the same law that...
they can maybe read out the ingredients or forward a photo of the ingredients, then we may look into it and assist them.
And I think that the same goes with the tomato puree also.
Yeah.
See. Then we were speaking about the canned foods. We've seen that at this time people, because of the pandemic that's going around... many people are buying canned foods. Coming to canned foods, what are the halal suitables that people can look into?
Poto Gold, Cool Nanny variants. Yeah. At the moment, I can call off on those two products. And also Gold Crisp.
What if someone asked, are the Lay's are the Lay's products halal, the Lay's crisps?
Yeah, Lay's chips made in South Africa are certified halal by Santa.
Okay. It's now 12 minutes before the hour of 8. If you do have any queries, you can call us on 011-854-1548. That's 011-854-1548. Or if you want to send us a WhatsApp, the number is 072-786-1548. That's 072-786-1548. Well, we're going to go for a short break. Inshallah, when we come back, we'll continue.
Sure.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome back to Radio Islam International. You are listening to the Sanha program on Radio Islam International. Before the break, we went, there was just one question that came about just as we went into the break. The question was the Allergex tablets halal.
Okay, Allergex tablet contains boa and gelatin from non-approved sources. But however, Allergex is halal suitable, but Allergex tablet contains boa and gelatin from non-approved sources, so it is not approved by SANA.
Okay. Ma'am, we have one caller. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. I just want to find out about the dirty sauce.
The dirty sauce?
Jeez, the spur dirty sauce, the chicken.
With regards to spur, is it spur?
Jeez, spur.
Jeez.
Okay, the sauce's name again, ma'am?
The dirty sauce, T-U-R-K-Y.
Okay, unfortunately, I cannot call offhand on the halal status of this product. If you can contact our officers tomorrow, we may assist you further, inshallah.
Oh, okay,
that's just asking us. Assalamu alaikum. I've got quite a bit of questions that are coming in, quite one after the other. Assalamu alaikum. Are Muslims allowed to consume vinegar derived from wine?
Okay, vinegar made from wine or manufactured from wine is halal.
Another question, assalamu alaikum, is... Piment spy is halal suitable?
Okay, piment spy is not certified halal by Sanha, so we cannot give any assurance on the halal status of these products.
See, one other question came out, vitamin D tablets that are not halal. Can you provide an alternative vitamin D tablets or medication?
Okay, at the moment, I don't think we have... I'm sure that Solal vitamin D3, if I'm not mistaken, it is a veggie capsule. If it is a veggie capsule, it will be fine. If not, they should contact their pharmacist or a doctor to look for alternatives, then we may assist them further.
InshaAllah. King pie, is that halal?
King pie is not certified halal by SANA. We cannot give any assurance on its halal status.
Okay. This person, he must, Colgate toothpaste made in India. What is the response to that?
Colgate toothpaste, at the moment we are querying their products because they're no longer being manufactured in South Africa. It's being manufactured in Poland, India and China.
Okay.
So we are busy querying this product. At the moment we don't have sufficient information to provide assurance.
Okay. FlexiCal and Caltrate Plus calcium supplements, are these halal suitable?
Okay, with regards to Caltrate Plus, the consumer has to look on the product's packaging for ingredients, whether it states gelatin or not. If it is gelatin-free, then it's halal suitable.
Okay, this person gave us the Godiva masterpieces, the milk, chocolate, hazelnut, oyster.
The oyster, this product is halal suitable?
That one is halal suitable. Okay, then is Fizz 1000 Vitamin C halal from Cipla?
I can't call offhand on the halal status of this product. If they can contact our officers tomorrow, we may assist them further, inshallah.
Okay. Assalamu alaikum. Is sign you end halal?
It is halal suitable.
It is halal suitable. The cakes and biscuits which come from Turkey, which ones are halal?
With regards to the products that are coming from Turkey, most of this product contains gelatin from non-approved sources. And if not, it has other ingredients such as colorants, flavoring, which needs further clarity from the manufacturer.
Okay.
So at the moment, we haven't approved any of their products, but if the consumer can forward a photo of the ingredients and manufacturer details, we may assist them further in shop.
Okay. Is Rainbow Barbecue Spice made in South Africa halal?
What's the brand name, man?
Rainbow Barbecue.
No, I can't call offhand on this product. If they can contact our officers tomorrow, we may assist them further in shop.
Okay. Assalamu alaikum. Is Dascam Lifestyle Nutrition Ginseng halal? What's it? G-I-N?
Okay, with regards to lifestyle, the lifestyle nutrition vitamin C is halal suitable. And remaining products, if they can contact our officers, we may investigate on behalf of them and assist them further, inshallah.
Someone asked, which chappies are halal?
With regards to chappies, the original chappies is halal suitable. Chlorets is fine. And dentin, besides the white peppermint, the remaining flavors are fine. With regards to Skimmerol, watermelon contains carmine, and Skimmerol waves contain bovine gelatin from non-approved sources, so the remaining variants are halal suitable. Orbit is halal suitable, Airways is halal suitable.
Okay. Assalamu alaikum, are the following supplements halal? Alpha Omega 3?
If they can specify manufacturer details.
Okay, and then they say calcium Meg Vitamin D, North System Inogru.
Unfortunately, we do not have information on this product. If they can forward details to officers tomorrow, we may assist them further, inshallah.
Someone asked if we can just clarify that what we heard earlier, what you read about the alcohol and the hand sanitizer?
Yes. This alcohol found in hand sanitizer is not from, from common athlete. It's not from alcoholic beverages or from the alcohol industry. It is from pure. It's regarded as pure and it's mostly commonly derived from cornstarch, potato or sugar cane. So this alcohol is permissible for external use and it's not regarded as najis. And also it wouldn't break your wudu or affect your salah.
Someone asks, is Krusty's Bakery in Mayfair halal?
Okay, this bakery is not certified halal by SANA, so we cannot give any assurance.
Okay. Someone asks, assalamu alaikum, we know that the Allergex is... The Allergex tablets, that's, as we mentioned earlier, that's not halal, right? What's the substitute for Allergex?
They can use Sinutab, Sinuin, Rhinotan.
Lacet, I think there was one that was called Lacet. Okay, is Cetirizine tablets halal? Cetirizine.
The tablet's name again?
Cetirizine tablets.
Unfortunately, we do not have information on this product. If they can forward details to our officers, we may investigate and assist them further.
Okay. Someone asked again about the Pimans Pies.
The Pimans Pie is not certified halal by China. Unfortunately, we cannot give any assurance on the halal status.
Okay. The Godiva chocolates, we mentioned that certain are halal, certain we still don't have information on the Godiva chocolates. Am I right, Musa?
Yes.
Right. Is hay fever medicine halal? Medicine halal?
Okay, cannot call offhand on the halal status of this product. If they can contact our officers tomorrow, we may assist them further, inshallah.
Okay, now there's another one. It's called Equate One Daily Prenatal with Fish Free. It's a multivitamin supplement. Is this halal made by Equate?
Unfortunately, we do not have information on this product. If they can forward details to our officers, we may assist them further, inshallah.
Okay, someone else asked, Assalamu alaikum, is Wampi in Sabi Umpumalanga halal?
Wampi in Umpumalanga. If they can check on our website, if it is certified, it should be listed. If not, if they can contact our officers tomorrow, we may assist them further, inshallah.
The Hay F medicine, it's a Natura product.
Okay, with regards to Natura, it's case by case, so we need to look into the ingredients. Because most of the Natura product contains alcohol, so we need to look into the ingredients. So if they can pull details to our officers tomorrow, we may investigate and assist the consumer.
This person has asked about the Godiva chocolates. He asked which ones are halal. Obviously that...
Okay, with regards to Godiva, there is 8 products that are halal suitable at the moment. I cannot call offhand. It's all dark milk chocolate and milk with oyster and hazelnut. And there's another one called some Lion Belgian. So if they can contact our officers tomorrow, we may give the list, inshallah.
Inshallah. Ma'a jazakallah for your time. Much appreciated. Inshallah, we'll speak to you next week.
Inshallah. If they got any queries, they may contact our officers on 0861-786-111 or send an email to helpline@sanha.org.za.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. From myself, Muhammad Bam, and brother Shu'aib Haji, and also Hanzala, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.